wolf hunting, big game, painting a little. And came the world sport. Every allied government gave me a decoration.
Major J. Gatsby for Valor Extraordinary.
That's right.
For most of the world, The Great Gatsby is a film by Baz Luhrmann starring Leonardo DiCaprio. For India, it's the film that marks the Hollywood debut of Bollywood's biggest superstar, the 70-year-old Amitabh Bachchan. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Bachchan plays Meyer Wolfsheim, the dapper gangster who's supposed to have fixed the 1919 World Series. It's a small role, but a memorable one. For the few minutes he's there, the man fills up the screen.
When I made the pleasure of Mr. Gatsby's acquaintance, I discovered a man of fine breeding.
I honestly was a little relieved, because these days in the post-Slumdog Millionaire world, every Bollywood star crossing over to Hollywood generates huge buzz and then usually a big thud. For example, the usually excellent Irfan Khan as the villainous Dr. Ratha in The Amazing Spider-Man. He's not a two-bit baddie.
The formula is ours now anyway. Say goodbye to that arm you have dreamed of. I'm shutting you down. Have your office cleared out by the morning. Your toys could be taken away too, you know.
But unfortunately, despite his tailored suits and polished shoes, no one pays attention to his Ratha anymore once the giant lizard hits the screen. There's just no competition. The script just leaves him dangling off a bridge, more participable than supervillain. Or take Slumdog's Anil Kapoor in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, where he plays a playboy millionaire in Mumbai.
You know, the tantrics believe that the Sudarshan Chakra hides our most subconscious of desires.
Anil Kapoor went to town talking up his star turn to the media.
You know, being just part of this cool franchise, Mission Impossible, is such a cool thing because it's very cool.
When the first teasers didn't even feature him, it became a national embarrassment. Bachchan was smarter. He played it down, warning his fans, if you look down at your popcorn, you might miss him.
It's not a debut, really. It's just a gesture.
Okay.
But it's not just the stars. There's this endless anxiety in India of how we are reflected in the Western gaze. When Irfan Khan is left dangling off a bridge, there's a billion of us hanging out there with him going, hey, you can't just leave us like this. We want some respect, damn it. Don't you know who we are? Filmmaker Meera Nair, director of The Reluctant Fundamentalist, told CNBC TV 18, this anxiety about crossing over is really passé.
What I think that's brilliant about Indian film is that we have our own vocabulary, we have our own rhythm, we have our own tamasha, you know, and God knows we have our own audience. It's why change, you know.
But Indians still crave that validation, even when they claim they have outgrown the need for it. Bollywood has for so long been the clown prince of world cinema, big, colorful, and cheesy. Indians just ache for their stars to be taken seriously. The media these days is abuzz with fawning stories about how Bollywood had crossed over to Cannes this year. We saw photos every day of Bollywood stars on the red carpet posing next to the Spielbergs and Nicole Kidmans. Pages were devoted to actor Sonam Kapoor's giant nose ring, though she was really at Cannes not because of her acting caliber, but because she's a L'Oreal brand ambassador.
Of the year, and we have to say that Sonam Kapoor enthralled us yet again with a look at the Cannes Film Festival 2013 opening ceremony. But what caught everyone's attention was not her drape or jacket, but her oversized Kundan nose ring.
The ugly truth is, filmmakers rent theatres so they can screen their films and then come back to India and boast a screened in Cannes status, reported the Times of India. As the paper pointed out, the last time an Indian film was actually in competition for the Golden Palm at Cannes was in 1994. And that's what really matters much more in the long run for Indian cinema than Sonam Kapoor's outfit or the length of Amitabh Bachchan's cameo. For KALW, this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.